I was going to write him a note and leave him the watch. That's what I was doing when I was at the house. I was leaving a note for Harry with instructions about the car and the radio, and I was also writing a note to Junior to say... Well, I hadn't gotten that far yet. I started with, I'm sorry, but then I got stuck because just those two words looked so hollow on the page. Incomplete, insufficient, I'm sure he'd agree. The boy doesn't know how to fight. Not that I mean, I sure should have never gotten into a fight before, but Don taught me some basic self-defense. He was into that kung fu stuff, Bruce Lee movies and all that. And he was always so worried about me walking through the city late at night, which was sweet in its own way, but... Anyway, I'd never been in a fight, but I'd been in plenty of high-stress situations and had Don's voice in my head, so I think I mean, I guess you don't know how you're going to react when you get into that kind of thing, but the fight instinct took over, and I... Junior wasn't operating off of fight instinct or staying focused under pressure. He was all rage. I'm not sure he had a plan on how to... If he did, it flew right out the window when he saw me because he just went for me without thinking twice. And the thing about being all rage, you can definitely land some body blows, and he did, but you're vulnerable to distractions. You're vulnerable to showing your weaknesses, and with a slight frame... I don't think I hurt him too bad. I was careful this time. I guess having one prior experience of that fight or flight made it easier to... I don't know, I just wanted to get him off me and get out, and just thinking about that gave him enough opportunity to give me a black eye and bruised rib. I'm lucky. I know I am. But I'm... It's the stupidest thing. I'm mad I didn't get to finish my note. To Harry, sure, if she ever goes back there and if he didn't destroy it. He probably destroyed it. That's what I would do if I were him. It'd make it impossible for me to find the one person who might be an ally, and I'd think about how I could get a second swing at killing me. I am sorry. I know that's not enough. I know that being apologetic about killing your father is the shittiest consolation prize anyone has ever received, but it's true. And it's what I have to offer. I don't know if it makes a difference that I didn't mean to. I don't know if it matters that I just wanted to escape and that for a split second, I thought I was going to die. I know you probably see me as some immoral criminal who destroyed your family, your future, your life, and... I'm not sure I have a defense against that, actually. I am a criminal, and I did destroy your life. But I don't like to think of myself as immoral. Am I... complicated? Yeah. Do I have, perhaps, a slightly different view of what's acceptable than the average person? Sure, I made my living breaking the law. I'm not trying to argue for Citizen of the Year here, but I'm not a bad person. I'm not. I'd never hurt anyone before, not ever. That's not the kind of criminal I was. Hurt some property, some pocketbooks, but never a person. And what I did to your father has stuck with me every single day since it happened. It was the biggest thing to ever happen to me, and that's before I knew that it caused all of this. And that has to say something, right? I've spent the last nearly 7 years living in a world that was empty and apocalyptic with no explanation as to why, and that still didn't loom as large in my head as taking a man's life. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm not asking for absolution. I actually have no idea what I'm asking for. I'm not sure I'm even asking you to spare my life. I'm not sure.